AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. European creditors are skeptical in meetings with Greek officials in Brussels. Greece wants a Eurozone bailout. The AP's Derek Atopoulos reports Greece is hoping that this will happen quickly.
The pressure's on Greece because Greece's banks are closed, so the economy is basically tanking as long as the banks stay closed. We need a deal to get more emergency assistance for the banks. Greece is definitely pressing for a deal by Sunday night.
The message from Eurozone countries is they don't trust the Greeks to turn the economy there around. A European official at the talks said creditors want more specific and binding commitments from Athens. Serena Williams pulled off the Serena Slam for the second time. Four straight major titles. Today, she defeated Garbine Muguruza at Wimbledon.
It's super exciting. I just knew I wanted to win Wimbledon this year. Of all the Grand Slams, it was the one that I hadn't won in a while. And so I was like, I really want to win Wimbledon. And, you know, it happened. So just amazing. It feels really, really good.
Serena Williams will go next for a calendar Grand Slam at the U.S. Open. The men's final is tomorrow at Wimbledon. Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic. This is the second day of a national holiday in Paraguay to mark the visit of Pope Francis. The Pope dedicated his Mass to Paraguay's women and designated the Sanctuary of the Virgin of Cacapupe there to the world's newest basilica. A solar-powered plane, Solar Impulse 2, has been grounded by damaged batteries for at least a few weeks after completing its record-breaking five-day journey from Japan to Hawaii. Two people were killed in Richmond, Virginia, late last night. They were hit by an Amtrak train. Police there say the two men disregarded railroad safety gates at the crossing. They died at the scene. This is AP Radio News. Just like gym memberships, enthusiasm for fitness trackers is dropping.
Deepak Jayashma's fitness tracker is now with his father-in-law in India, where it sits unused. Virginia Atkinson took hers off to charge the battery and hasn't picked it up since. Although sales of Fitbit and other fitness trackers are strong, many of their owners lose enthusiasm once the novelty of knowing how many steps they've taken wears off. Research firm Endeavor Partners estimates about a third of these trackers get abandoned after 6 months. Julie Walker, New York.
Help is needed to find a pair of red slippers Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz.
Toto? Feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
An anonymous donor is offering a $1 million reward. These slippers were stolen 10 years ago from a museum in Judy Garland's hometown in Minnesota. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.